From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Catalonian President Carles Puigdemont Tuesday proclaimed he had a mandate to declare independence following an October 1st referendum, but stunned supporters when he called for a suspension of that declaration to undertake talks with Madrid.
Arribats en aquest moment històric,
he said, "We have reached this historical moment, and the referendum's results point to a mandate from the people to declare an independent republic." But he also said compromise is necessary. Puigdemont has been under intense international pressure to avoid an independence declaration, which Madrid has called illegal. Spain's deputy prime minister, Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría, said the referendum was illegal and accused Puigdemont of creating tension and uncertainty. She said any talks must take place within the law. The Spanish government is to meet Wednesday to discuss its next course of action. Carles Castillo is an analyst with the Atlantic Council in Washington.
When you've gathered such momentum, stopping short of declaring independence felt underwhelming for a lot of the pro-independence movements and very confusing, honestly, because then they went ahead and signed the Declaration of Independence anyways.
More than 40% of Catalans took part in this month's referendum, with 90% voting for independence. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga has withdrawn from the court-ordered presidential rerun election October 26, insisting a lack of reform at the election commission will result in another fraudulent vote.
The commission CEO was the coup plotter in chief, and his litany of senior secretariat staff continue to dominate the operations of the commission and stifle any attempt to initiate reforms at the commission.
His decision leaves incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta the lone candidate. This is VOA News. Fast-moving wildfires continue to rage across the wine country of Northern California. At least 15 are known dead, dozens unaccounted for, hundreds of homes destroyed. The flames of an estimated 17 separate fires have consumed more than 46,000 hectares since Sunday. Local resident Mark Hyatt in Sonoma County was surprised his home was spared.
By the time I got up here to where my truck was hooked up to the boat, the fire was already halfway down the mountain, and there were embers everywhere, and the wind was just crazy, and there was this huge roar of the flames.
Tens of thousands have been forced to flee the flames. Schools have been closed, along with at least two hospitals. According to a South Korean lawmaker, North Korean leaders apparently have hacked and stolen classified military documents, including wartime operational plans to destroy the North's leadership. Ruling Democratic Party official Ri Chol-hee said the information was taken from the Defense Integrated Data Center in September last year. Risk management consultant, former Air Force Intelligence Officer Cedric Layton, expressed surprise.
What is interesting to me about this is that this kind of data was not kept on a more secure network.
The South Korean Defense Ministry has not confirmed Ri's account. The U.S. Defense Department has declined to comment. The revelation comes as U.S. B-1 supersonic bombers took part in another show of force drills in South Korea amid rising nuclear and missile tensions with North Korea. Tens of thousands filled a football stadium Tuesday in the Myanmar city of Yangon for an interfaith rally, an apparent show of unity as the country deals with a security crackdown targeting Rohingya Muslims. Monk U Nyandasa said, "We are all human beings. We live better lives if we stay together peacefully, no matter what religion we are." The rally brought together members of the majority Buddhists, along with Hindus, Muslims, and Christians. Speakers took turns appealing for friendship. More than 500,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled to Bangladesh since late August, when the crackdown began. Ethiopia's central bank devalued its currency Tuesday by 15% in a bid to boost exports. It's the first such move in 7 years. It is the biggest coffee exporter, but Ethiopia has seen sales decline because of weaker commodity prices. Two American astronauts, Mark Vandehei and Randy Bresnik, installed a high-definition video camera outside the International Space Station Tuesday and made progress repairing the lab's robotic arm. Their spacewalk lasted more than 6 hours. The last privately owned Leonardo da Vinci painting, one of a handful known to exist, is on auction next month in New York, selling for possibly $100 million. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.